Interview with Stephen Kenny, and Stephen and Stephen, this interview coming in with Stephen Kenny, and Stephen, you're top of the table tonight. How do you feel?
Well, I'm quite relieved to get out of Belfield with a win, because it's always been a difficult place to come, and it's always quite unpredictable here. You never know what way it'll go, and when we went the goal down, when UCD got a good goal against us, to be fair, Gary Bourke, good finish, that gave them a real hope, really, and we knew that we'd have to work hard to break them down. I think the goal we got before half-time was a big goal for us. Yeah, great bit of feet, great feet from Daryl Horgan on the left wing, and what a cross for Patrick's header. And the second half, we were very convincing. We were dominant and scored some really good goals. Well, created a lot of chances, and to get four goals here we're delighted to get four goals here. It's a great win.
It's one of the best results the Dundalk team has got here for a long time. I mean, that goal before half time was vital for you. It was important to get it.
Yeah, I mean, we always felt we could come back, but to get it gives you the impetus to go on and score more. And that fourth goal is important. And I think we've got the goals are spread throughout the team. We have different players. Patrick got two tonight, and Stephen O'Donnell got the important second one. So, everyone's chipping in, and a lot of good performances throughout the team. Mark Roster coming back in the team tonight, doing a great job for us, and that's the value of a squad.
The third goal, then known goal, and the fourth goal, then Pat Hoban again. It was the icing on the cake.
Yeah. I think it's a great team effort, really, tonight. Pat took a bit of stick this week, unnecessarily so it was important that he responded in the right manner, and he did, with two good goals and a great header for Stephen O'Donnell's goal, and he was involved in the four goals, really, and was very influential on the night. Was very, very influential on the night.
You mentioned that. I know you're referring to the incident there with the unfortunate accidental injury. There was some criticism levels very unfairly against Pat. That must have annoyed you intensely.
Well, I think, listen, we took it for what it was, but I think the main thing is that we respond, the players responded on the pitch, and that the football did the talking. And I think Patrick tonight was involved in the four goals, got two good goals himself. He could have claimed a third one if he was, he was involved in Stephen O'Donnell's goal, great header to set him up, so he was influential on the night.
Can I ask you finally, Brian Gartland, he was out injured tonight, will he be fit for Tuesday night against Rovers?
I don't know, he just had a sore hamstring after the game the other night, and I honestly don't know. I'd have to, you never know with these things, so we'd have to see how he is.
So you're facing Rovers two games in the space of a week, two huge games. I know you want to win the Santa Cup, obviously you want to win all the trophies that you can, and how's the feel you're going to have two games against Rovers in the space of 4 days?
Yeah, first and foremost, we've had the Santa Cup semi-final. Dundalk haven't won a trophy in 12 years, and so it's hard to keep going on all the fronts, no matter who you are. And I think, but we haven't been that selective and said, we've taken each game in its merits and tried to win them. And that's the sort of policy we've adopted, and we'll continue to adopt that, and we'll see how we go on Tuesday.
Thank you very much. Very good year last year.